Hey all, we recorded this for a March the 8th release. As you can tell, it's almost exactly a month late. I hope you enjoy anyway. Alright, just a quick one before we start. There's a lot of background noise in this episode because we had two chihuahuas in the studio.
Yeah, no can be done about that. There are two chihuahuas and you'll like it.
Hey, let's get a bit more table time with Bor and a bit more table time with Morn before we try and pass judgment. And we're pleased to say that we have done so.
I put that Bor on the table and I went up against Morn, Dave Millington, who played he's a really big mortician guy.
Arch nemesis of the show, Dave Millington.
I just picked one of the new captains at random.
Completely at random.
And what do you know? I just put that Bor on the table. Building a team for that Bor, a bit weird. Because your natural instinct to bring the absolute killer from the butcher. Boiler and Princess are kind of a gimme. Boiler, excellent damage. If you don't have Princess, like if you have Truffle, you're alright. But in reality, you like to have Princess around just for the mac that what to do.
I've got a similar thing with Salt and Tentacles at the minute where I go, yeah, Salt's nice, but she's not tentacles.
Yeah.
Like, is that thing of like, yeah, you're great, but I kind of want 2-inch reach and close control. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, it can get a goal. Well, yeah, but that's what my strikers are for.
Yeah.
Like, game with Princess, it's like going Truffle can charge, but yeah, that's what the rest of my team are for. Princess and Boiler just work great together. The amount of damage you can put out of nowhere, because they'll bleed and axe throw and all that shit. When you're building the team, Princess and Boiler naturally come together. Boiler, great damage dealer, a lot of great abilities, puts out bleed for nothing, has a great player book. He's kind of a really good mid-killer. Good movement as well, generally, especially for the Butcher. But I was like going, oh, who else to bring? Meat Hook's obviously very tempting, but don't really get as much out of the Berserk. Like, Furious is nice.
Mm.
But tooled up and kind of...
Does she not have Scything Blow?
She does, but she only...
Could you not fly in and be like...
Yeah, in theory you go, oh yeah, she does this, she gets off up. But I'm like going, a bit overkill, really. Tooled up's nice, but I'm already out-damaging every other fucker on the board.
I've found that a few times playing into Butchers, that tooled up, all it's really done is left someone with a couple of influence left on them after they've killed someone they were gonna kill anyway.
It's like a vault when you can have someone go into what appear to be an unkillable target and Boiler just wipes the floor with them.
Mm.
But in reality, Meat Hook, and she's locked hooked herself. She's got hooked, but she hasn't got the buff on damage herself. Which used to be, you did one attack and you got two good attacks. Can't even do that anymore, really, now. Yeah. One each melee, yeah. I was going, like, the thing I like about the Butcher, a lot of the Butcher playing, is that, first off, I ended up taking Boiler, Princess, Shank, Brisket, and a Vet Elf. Shank, I really like the model. Great movement, where to go, flexible. 2-inch melee, more importantly. Pretty good playbook and attack range for that kind of model. Brisket, Cooper Short, Dirty Knives. And if she had to engage another model, she don't actually do too badly. More importantly, Dave had an exclusive 1-inch melee team, which meant Brisket was effectively untouchable for at least one go anyway. And she's already had to kill. She's 5-1 against most male targets. So what are you gonna do about that?
Yeah. With 1-inch melee, the answer is not a whole lot, mate.
And Vetok, perfect. Great 2-inch melee himself. I had a good collection of 2-inch melee, and he could do Whirling Chain, which I thought, and correctly thought, would be a good counter for runaway strategy or trying to negate me somehow.
Yeah.
Which, I remember sending a message afterwards going, Dave's team seemed almost custom built to counter Bor.
Yeah.
And it may seem like a shocking thing to say. I made my predictions on how I thought Bor would play on the board, and I was 100% correct.
Exactly. He is a 3-0 captain.
Them goals were just coming from the back. Which, to be fair, because for Shank, I did get my goal.
Mm.
The funny thing is, early on in the game, first turn, in fact, I had that thing where people were just walking up. I had Dave kicked to me. He got a really good ball position. Kind of like going, oh, I can't reach it. You know what? You go ahead. Brisket will get a cheeky dirty knife out there, whatever.
Yeah.
But you go ahead and do that. And everyone's walking up the field, blah, blah, blah. One guy left to go, Shank. All right, fine. Where'd they go? One for Berserk. I jog him. Shit. I get a 4 attack.
Yeah.
Build a shitload of momentum, do a fair bit of damage. He ends up in a bit of a meat grinder later on, but that proved to be my benefit as well. Came quite a bit up the pitch. And I end up getting a cheeky goal where the goal and he just walks around. But I'll get to that in a minute. But
One thing I did want to ask, and I didn't get a chance to ask you on the night. When you were building that team, did you feel like you suffered for not being able to play original Bor?
No. Bor's that kind of model where it benefits to have the one. I think if I had a whole team of Bor, Dave game's loadout would have been really a huge problem for me. Yeah. And I wouldn't have been able to get any traction going. Boar occupied a pike that came spot that Cena did. So powerful and quite explosive on the board that it tempts the team to go, if everyone's just a murderer, the enemy team will probably make peace with it and go, I'll just play my game and I'll avoid him. I kind of know what I want. I kind of want them to try and stop him. Yeah. And go, yeah, fuck yeah, all right, good.
Oh, he's only 3-1. All right, then.
Yeah, that's what. And to be fair, I think killing Boar quickly and soon as possible is the best counter to him. But Dave was putting down debuff opposed to doing damage. Couldn't get Kaskit time off because Kaskit was doing important debuffing work.
Yeah, because the two turns I saw were before I had to leave. We were in a situation where Boar had been hit with Heavy Burden.
Heavy Burden. -4/-4 move. And -2 to character playing, but not a big deal for Boar.
Yeah.
And he uses another ability called Ghost with a Charge, which is an AoE. He puts the AoE down. Friendly models are in the AoE. If you charge the people in that AoE, you lose -4 move and then -2 attack on the charge.
Yeah.
So it takes the sting out of your charge and takes the range out of your charge. Combined with Heavy Burden, mean you effectively don't charge.
Yeah.
And you have to be, for a lot of the Butcher's movement, you have to effectively be within about 3-4 inch range to pull off that charge in that game.
Yeah.
So when I get the charge, no problem. I'll just jog in. Didn't prove to be that much, and he was putting everything on me. Really didn't want that to happen. Heavy Burden, Ghost with a Charge, burning, trying to just shave that movement down to now, and he did, but ended up at a point where, like I said, fine, I'm willing to pay the price. Boar is so influence efficient that I'm fully loading most of my killer with influence to spare while I've got him fully loaded, threatening on the board if you have the nerve to come near me. And yeah, I still had turns where Kaskit was still doing his shit. Because I brought that off for a particular reason. He dunk all the Ghost with a Card shit, he dunk all the Heavy Burden stuff. Oh no, that Ox dunk in, fuck it, I'm not even going to try my playbook. I'll spend 2, automatic drag 4 inch, pull you in. Oops, now you're in Boar melee range. Well, I can't charge, that's out the window, but it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I've got the 2, I'll take my 4 attack, and what attacks are that? Just mowed through people.
Yeah.
But there is no one in the, I think there is no model in this game right now. And Kaskit, I'd argue, probably one of the hardest to kill models in the game. Got tough hide, reanimate, a fair bit of health, 3-1, like a point of armour, which isn't bad for some of the, you know. Keenum's got a good chunk of health, but that's a free hero. That point of armour really don't. It can take.
Really can take a sting out of the side.
Take rats off you. Yeah. Take good results off you. The thing I like about Boar, he just cracks motherfucking. And in every scenario, so right, let's take two ends of the spectrum. We've got Kaskit, who's tough hide, reanimate, 3-1, as good as he could ever get. All right, bang, easy. Hit him, I'll take the single doubt, why won't I? Hit him again, I'll take... Cause, by the way, like, Kaskit's got empathy on him, so I'm not generating momentum from the damage, and I went, I don't care, I'll take the damage, and I'll take the VP, have the momentum, I don't even care, I won't even heal.
Yeah.
Just bang, 4 down to 3, single doubt. 4 down to 3, -1 defense. Now I'm hitting everything, now I'm hitting ramps on everything. 6 down to 5, you showed me.
Yeah.
Vet option going in. He's already done 3 damage just for having the audacity to have the guy in melee range. Eating through tough hide, more importantly. Vet option has a couple of swings, berserk. Oops. Mr. Free Influence is now 4.
Yeah.
Which your lucky boiler wasn't in range because Mr. 4 Influence would have been 8.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, 6. Unless he got the free charge, then he would have been 8. He ran up, Boiler ran off of Silence. Didn't even have Princess with him. Murdered Silence, obviously. You just need to hit him.
Mm.
Get the one hit in. Oh my god, you're bleeding. Alright, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's get the ball rolling, shall we? Brisket throwing Dirty Knives, lowering defense even further. Boar just, that whole thing where he had Maul nearby going, oh, I'll stand, cast it up. One mistake I think I did make, he had Kaskit near Morn, and you were going, oh, I've got the ability to get him back up, you know, if it goes wrong. And I should have let him stand him back up. I pushed him out and went, oh, I'll kill him now, easy peasy.
Grave Candle.
Yeah, yeah, I should have just let him sit there.
Yeah.
I should have gone, oh yeah, fuck it.
And
oh,
just farmed that VP.
Oh no, you've got him up. I should have just kept murdering him and going, that tough hide and reanimate aren't doing as much for you as you think they are. Go on, bring him on the recovery level. I just need to wait out the beginning of the turn and then Boar coming back on.
Yeah.
And
The big sort of fear at the moment with Grave Candle is it's a soft buff to Kaskit and Kaskit time.
Yeah.
It's like slapping the stabilizers on, so you just go, I'm still going to give you the 2 VP. Maybe I should have healed, maybe I didn't, you know, but it doesn't matter. You're not stopping Kaskit. He's still going to get that influence out, try and go for the legendary.
Yeah.
But with like what you said, how he was having to throw out the heavy burden, the ghostly visage. He wasn't getting the chance to go for the to go for the casket time, was he?
Well, he was damned if he didn't, damned if he don't. If he'd gone, all right, I'm going to start building up damage on the guy and getting the ball rolling, want to get up for the casket time, and he got no, I'm generating no MP off this damage either.
Yeah,
like, oh, he's not going to heal. I'm just going to keep. I'll do my 8 damage. You know, keep the ball rolling, doing a bit of damage from Kylan, throwing fire blast. But the second he went to that, he wasn't affecting movement anymore, and then ball would have got furious. Then pow, mayhem on the guy. Okay, casket ran for him, no problem. Especially Vetok to help him out. Again, they get out of range. Vetok pulled him back in.
Yeah.
No problem. Mowed through casket when the time really came. It took a lot just to take the sting out of all my movement. And it was just like, yeah, you've blown everything just to do that. Yeah. All right, take you back. I cleared my burning. I'll charge 1 inch.
Yeah.
Okay, he couldn't do it every turn. I got the first turn eventually.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, I put him in a situation where he had to activate someone else first. I go, roll gold from here.
Yeah.
Ball charging. Charge once during the whole game, by the way, from everything else. But the one time I did, mowed through him, EQP. He had to run Morn off as well. Put Morn, right? 5-0, 14 health. I've kind of been thinking how, like, think on 5 defense models frequently.
Mm.
So, right, take your 4-0 model for the world. They generally have about 16 health. You know, round about that, 15 to 16 health. Your 5-0 defender usually have about 12 health.
Mm.
So, hypothetically, Boar charging in on a 5 defense model. A lot of them have 1-inch melee as well to compensate. He hit the... Actually, hey, Biff, the 12 tack and you'll get the 2 hit. The 1 damage, I'll take the dagger.
Yeah.
I've not done the 1 point of damage, I get my berserk, and now, no 5 Nero defense model, hack tough hide. So that's not even a factor now. I do the dagger, alright. So you're on a. My 5 Nero defense model will be on 11 health now with 4 Nero defense. So the way I kind of view it, it's like knocking a 4 Nero model down 5 health. It's like doing phantom damage to him. It's like, great. It's not knocked down, they don't clear it. It's like, oh, great. Your 5-0 defender is now down to 4 with a fraction of the health. I don't think there's any 5-0 defense model ball cat crack in one activation. Like, Morn, hypothetically, yeah, do 1 point of damage dagger, 4-0.
Yeah.
You've got 13 health to survive 5 hits of that playbook on 4-0.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit that single doubt.
Mm.
Assuming I don't get greedy and take the knockdown, and then do knock it at 3-0, then you're absolutely fucked. In fact, 9 times out of 10, unless he absolutely biffed the original role, I think he's going to crack every 5-0 defense model in the game one activation and have probably influence to spare. Like, if he could easily end up free-shotting them, especially if he gets to the 4 damage or the 5 damage, no problem. But it's very safe to say he can get to the 3 every time after that hit. And yeah, 3, kick, 9, 12, 4, 4 hit. That's most 5-0 in the game. Let's say you've got another 3 health, which you won't have, 15 health.
Yeah.
15 with the 1 and the dagger. Yeah, no problem. Any 5-0 model can just be wiped out by this guy. Easy. Which is great, because 5-0 is the magical defense land. It's where you don't know.
Yeah.
They've got not got much health, but that's why. You never know with a 5-0. Again, this guy just runs through everyone. You've got shit defense. Watching you, I push you into 2 territory, and now I'm fighting off rats and the best result from the world. You've knocked my charge off. Oh well, I'll take the 4 hit from a fucking tremendous playbook. And if you're a 2-1 or a 2-0 or a Fina type model, even with tough hide, if I get 4 hit, even if I take the 4 down to 3, I can get you on pretty low health.
Well, do you remember when we were doing that, when we did that Navigator special and we spoke to Bryce? And he was saying that, like, the tough hide into some guilds isn't as strong as you'd think.
Mm.
You know, when you've got your blacksmiths with, like, hitting 8 damage, you know, or when you've got a boar, 6 at the top of the book, 6 down to 5, ooh, you've certainly shown me. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it gets work if there's a couple of crowd outs, you know, you're taking the... If you're really knocking the butchers down to a couple of dice, you know, that 2's becoming 1, that 1's becoming nothing, 3's going down to 2, yeah, probably still unpleasant, but it's when... If they're hitting the 5s and 6s, you know, especially boar, when he's got the berserk...
I tell this to Dave, the thing I love about Boar as a captain is, like, even in suboptimal situations where you think, all right, Mr. Furyk, I'll heavy burden you, go with a charge, burning, you can't even fucking move, all I am is in melee range, good luck with that, oh, fine, I'll take my 4 fucking hits that just wipe the floor with your toughest model.
Yeah.
And then you've got to run your best defenders away, because, you know, if I just get a hold of them, the game's fucking up. And I ended up getting a cheeky goal halfway through the game, which for me sealed the deal. I knew, damage-wise, I wasn't that bothered about empathy and not generating MP. I basically generated a fraction of the MP. I got MP from kill, effectively.
Yeah.
And what Boiler did to Kylo and Cough in a corner. But effectively, didn't really get much in the way of MP. Fuck it, I won't even bother healing. If I just push at him, and just start tying him up and start murdering him, I know he can't keep up with damage generation. And like, he had to drop damage just to keep Bor in a situation where he wasn't doing as much damage as humanly possible. And even on a turn where I went, all right, don't do it, fuck it, move up, and cool. Yeah. Vet Ox and Boiler around the cup. Shank for the Gorda goal, and he's wreaking havoc behind enemy line. Now he can't leave him unattended.
Yeah.
So he's got to pull people even further back. The ball, he couldn't even try and put the ball into play. Because for Bor, it meant he had to activate certain people first. It wasn't, okay, my guy go pack into Bone Core. Because while you're packing to Bone Core, I've just ran through Casket and Morn's neck.
Yeah.
So it ended up in that situation where, okay, Morn's got to go, empathy, plus two tack,
yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Alright, Casket goes next, everybody. And to be honest, my worst activation card, I got greedy. If I just got fuck it, Borgo. I wanted to do the whole thing, we know, whirling chain, crowd out, all that stuff. I got, nah, I should have, I just got greedy. He very
pulled the trigger.
Very difficult to deal with. He, again, it was precisely how I thought he would be. Powerful on the board, great support. Didn't even use the legendary. I had that thing in my head where I wanted the really optimal legendary.
Yeah.
I wanted everyone fucking charging. Prince, what are you doing? but it just didn't go that way.
Brisket, come over here, now go over there.
Yeah, kinda. I wanted like a full, like half a scene get it. Yeah. Instead of just blowing earlier and just going, fuck it. Couple of people charge, Prince charging, Fetal charging, blah, blah, blah.
Difficult thing is with that legendary. With it being an aura, not a pulse, like it's all well and good. Like you can sort of imagine the sort of accidental poor positioning where Bor goes chop chop, charges off, and everyone else is standing there going, none of us are in range now.
It'd be you can't. That's the thing where you can't make it pulse. I cared initially, and I maintain it, that I think that aura could get chopped in half range wide and still be devastating. Because the thing I don't like about the aura, it can go large. Hypothetically, he can still charge, and people can still be within the aura. Like, fuck that. I feel like for Borg Legendary, he should have to go, alright, I'm either charging and doing my damage, or I'm Legendary and do the damage. I feel like he can have best of both worlds at the minute.
Mm.
He can charge, fuck everything up, legendary, and like half the fucking team can still charge because they are.
No.
I genuinely think it should be similar to
if he stays at the extent of his 2 inches on the nearest model, plus his 40mm base, plus 6 inches behind him.
Yeah, bear in mind his charge range is 7 inch,
mm.
and then 6 inch on top of him. If you're like half an inch in front of him, you'll likely still be within that aura.
Mm.
If you're not, you know, you're not playing ridiculous,
yeah.
and running him off in the middle of fucking nowhere. He shouldn't be on his own. Ball core weakness. I feel like if like kill him hard, kill him quick.
Yeah,
get to him, crack him.
The thing with that is that it's that old like cheesy line, if you hit me you better kill me.
Yeah.
Because if you go in on Bor and you're left standing there, you could just sort of, I'm just imagining sort of like a vet Fangtooth or like a, I don't know, like a pint pot rushes in, like put sticks a bottle in Bor's neck. You know, gives him the full stack of influence, gives him some beer tokens, sort of stood there heavily breathing, and the boar's just like, have you finished, son? Right.
The funny thing, Pine Pot would be one of the better guys. He could use the come on. All right, I do the charge. Ignore it. No, yeah. But for you. Okay, you've only got the 4. You could probably kill Pine Pot with a 4, to be honest. But you've got, I think you can character play to thin him out a bit.
Mm.
Then when he overextends, I get the feeling that'll be the most common mistake. People want to get boring quick.
Yeah.
And they'll be running him up, like, all right, fine, pow.
That's also the thing, isn't it? If you throw him too far forward too soon, the legendary is no good. You know, it feels like you've kind of got to have a couple where he's not at the back, but sort of at the same line where you kind of, just because of his playbook and because of his abilities, you want him at the front line and then charging off, whereas...
I feel like the thing is, right, Bor dominates wherever he kind of goes. If you play him really reservedly, right, so you're expecting the goal scorer to come in and go, all right, you know, my Fathom's going to go, and she's going to get the goal, and then fight with your defence, what's the worst that could happen? Bor goes in, cracks her, pile of momentum, easy peasy. It's not uncommon for Fathom to survive the counterpunch on the goal, and then you kind of got to lock her down, and she can get away.
Yeah.
If she really wants her, she can get away. So you're kind of in a bit of a, kind of got to deal with her. Bor's just going to murder straight out. Every time. In the midfield, where I think he can be particularly strong, if you get from the centre and the team are around the centre, even if you're like, oh, I've spread out everyone out all over the place, good luck getting a bunch of them together, fine, a legendary up, everyone basically gets to sprint and charge for free, and they're just coming after you.
Yeah.
And the thing I like about the Butcher, why I picked a particularly kind of borderline goal scoring team with them, is that even their striker do spectacular damage.
Mm.
And the one weakness the striker can have is that, you know, you want to use their influence on your killer if you can.
Yeah.
Unless you're scoring goals. Bor is so efficient.
Yeah.
You can pretty much stack a lot of people up. I'm very routinely stacking Vetop, Boiler to full, Shank to full, Bor obviously, and then having a point left for Brickett because I've scored the goal. If I've scored a goal with Brickett, she'd be having 2 and 39 in every other turn. When Shank died, Princess gets one, I guess.
Yeah.
Like everyone were going with a full stick of butter. And then the Berserk on top. Really potent. Again, I really like Morn. I thought the Empathy proved to be more of a pain in the ass. I thought, make your extension into them a lot more potent. Like with Casket, we've already got hard to kill. When he overextends himself, if the team counterpunch, which 9 times out of 10, if you can't guarantee the kill, you really want the momentum for first turn.
Yeah.
No momentum for you. Like you want to just dodge all over the place or push all over the place, which is, you know, fine.
Yeah.
If you're not killing Casket, great. More health for him later on. He's already getting what he wants. Like, for me, Dominic from midfield, where I can send people all over the place. If he's in your half, whether you even bring people on.
Yeah.
If he can reach him, then shit, it's not even you don't even have to load him with influence to kill. I just think anywhere he is, hard to deal with. Kill him quickly, kill him hard, get him off the pitch, and then think of what you're going to do with the rest of the Butcher.
Yeah. Can't take blood loss if he's dead.
Yeah. To be fair, Bloodlust is just kind of a nice treat.
Mm.
Like, the real strength of Bor is that 4-2.
Mm.
It's the fact that 2 converts into 7 and you get plus 2 on top. So you're fully loading out. Like, if any, like, it's not even like, you know, the captain where you go, you know, you put the back on Corsair and then he dies.
Mm.
You go, well, okay, I've got the kicks back, I'll put them on other people. It's like, you barely know what you can do with the extra 2 if you kill Bor.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put them on him next turn. Who knows, he might run at me.
Yeah.
Just powerful. Crack anyone in the anyone in Guild Bor right now. He can, even captain wise, I think it can basically one shot Regillian and them kind of ability can actually hurt him a bit. It takes me a drop of work.
It's, you know how in the last time we were saying that fear is kind of like a bit of a soft defence,
yeah,
you know, if you're willing to pay the price because of his influence, sort of efficiency, that fear would really hurt Bor.
But in many ways, it could be the same as taking Fury off him. Like, you go, aha, I've got Fear. Okay, I'll Fury for free, so that doesn't affect Fear.
Mm.
Berserk. Okay, I'll spend the 2 for the attack. You got me. Berserk.
Mm.
So it's like getting rid of Fury. You can go, okay, you've got rid of Fury, but now I've got 4 attacks, effectively. I have to spend 2 for the attack, but I've got the charge and then the other 3 left over. I feel like it's the same diff. Like, yeah, the Bor player should pay the price every time. That's about it. Even super optimal situations just work out in your favour regardless. Like when things don't go his way, to the worst you could possibly think of, it's like, oh well, whatever, 4 attack, 12 health minimum usually. They're staggered, but he's better.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you look at him in isolation and go, well, he does all that damage, but they might survive with, you know, 7 health. Here's Boiler, never mind then. Or he's better, never mind.
I best activate them now and get some use out of that influence.
You pretty much. Mm. Yeah, really fucky. I have no more to kill him. I was right before. I am right now. This guy is fucking good. I don't want to call for nerf, but my gut feeling is 24 health is a bit much. I think, because that means, like, let me take the other beater I think of, Tapper.
Mm.
A fully loaded Tapper, I don't think, can crack Bor in one shot.
Mm.
I think Bor could crack Tapper in one shot, if things go his way. I feel like maybe health comes down a little bit. Maybe the legendary aura gets brought down a little bit. So you have to pick the charge or the aura. You're not potentially getting fucking both while doing everything else.
Yeah.
Even potentially change it to you pick 2 models within 6 inch that get Fury. Instead of going, all the team can have it. Okay, you're Fury. Now I'm going to go off and do my shit. Maybe even that. If you had a kick-inch aura, you could effectively get your entire team in that aura, depending on position, and charge yourself, and then still get the benefit from the aura. It's a bit much. And you're already getting so much for him. Influence-wise, Tapper brings free hit with old Jake, and that's heroic. Great. Furious, if he hits everyone on the team, 10 influence, free of charge, on top of what he already brings, on top of the 2 he already brings. Yeah. And then Berserk on top of that. But if you get a really good legendary turn, you're on plus 10. If a boiler go takes one for Berserk and then jog in, that's a plus 3. 13 influence. That's as much as a team brings in a turn. And that's not like Magical Dreamland scenario. I could set that up either. Kick inch, people walk within it. Boom, let's go. I won't even charge. I'll take it off him. He loses his 2 that he brings with him. Yeah, I think he might get... It would not shock me if he got nerfed sooner rather than later.
When you're talking about your influence, oh, he brings that. That's 13 influence. I don't follow, but that sounds scary.
Well, Furious is 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, like, okay, five models get Furious. 10
influence.
And then, yeah, Berserk, if you've got a 4 influence model, they spend the 1 and they get their 3 attack. That's an extra 3 on top of that. 13 influence, baby. And then the plus 2 he already brings just for even when fully loaded.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fucking hell.
Brings
like,
4, takes 2 himself. There you go, lad. Here's 2. Yep. Yeah, I see your point.
He's literally bringing an additional team's worth of influence. Like, what do you do other than run away?
Yeah.
Like, so for the fucking best.
Yeah. So if you're going to an event this weekend, the firm advice for Vetbor is run.
Kill him hard, kill him quick.
that was me going, run and hide. And when you can't hide anymore, just wait for the clock.
He can be hurt, that's the thing. But yeah, you've got to just be dedicated to it. Just go in. I know I'm going to eat the terrible activation, but if I just kill him, their damage potential just goes off a cliff, and then you can deal with... Then you can just get on with the game.
Then, oh my God, we've got to do
dealing with a butcher on a normal day. But the butchers are so very much captain-orientated. Like, Philly is the big activation captain. Even though he's in big activation, his positioning is super important. So it's very important for Ox to be in the middle of the board, actually helping.
For the plus ones.
Yeah. And if you kill Ox, kind of, don't help, but you know, a bit more survival. Ox has only got 1 point of armor more than this guy, and 1 inch melee. He's got 24 health to boot. I'll take the 24 health, thank you very much. I don't want to be mixed a negative.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a fun model, but I can already tell, it's going to flat out just ruin. It's just going to be not fun to play against for some people. And there are going to be some teams who are just going to be fucking helpless. And if you're a guy like me, hunter guy, who likes killing, but my killing's very set-up heavy, and very kind of counter-punch heavy, he just walks in, just no set-up, no nothing, one shot.
I think you should thank Steamforge very much. They've given you probably like 8 to 10 shifts worth of thinking to get your way out of that problem now.
You don't need to solve a problem that can't be solved. I've already solved it. Knock himself down a bit. Got that fucking chill out.
Don't scream nerf. He's not been out a week yet.
I am screaming nerf.
You just said 10 minutes ago you weren't calling for a nerf.
I'm not calling for a nerf. It won't shock me.
I see.
And my suggestions would be Aura comes down, make him pay the price, or you select people. Don't have the full team charging. And then, maybe 24 health. How much health and Cox got? 16, isn't it? 17. 3-2, admittedly. 24. You have a really good activation or not? You can burn through 17, no problem. 24.
Two armor takes the teeth out of any attack.
Yeah, but there are a lot of ways to deal with armor nowadays. An anatomical model, a lot of people got weak points. Steel jaw, run a train on ball, though. Not much. 24 health, 24 health at the end of the day. That's the problem. A lot of people are limited in what the top of their playbooks are. And even in Super Ratchet, really fucking hard to... I don't know. I'm sure there are plenty of... I think the only problem is, killing them will be inky, but it's the 2-model activation. So no matter how it goes, you go, okay, I walk in with the captain. Pow, 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 pow. What does the ball player do in response? Kills my captain. Well, shit.
Yeah.
And now my other guy goes in and kills ball. Oh, shit, Vettel, what are you doing here? Like, and then, I think it's very much heavily weighted in the butcher player favour. Ironically, Vetbor got some really good counter attacks for dealing with Vetbor. That's a good thing, isn't it? You really want to take the damage. So when the other guy goes, like, again, if you get base to base, you're golden. But if you're outside of base to base, alright, I'll take the knockdown. There we go. Like, anyone with a double push, double dodge early, and you don't get base to base, gotta knock him down. He's gonna knock him down and get a great activation, but at least you take the sting out of it. But, like, even in suboptimal situations, fine, you cancelled out my Furia, come have a hurt from that. I guess now that you're not down in lower defence, I will take my regular 4 attack that will just wipe the floor with you. I don't know. I really like the captain. I thought it was really fun to play. But yeah, the fact that I was blown away by how easily I was just cruising through some of the hardest nuts to crack in the game.
The
fact you can just murder Kakkot for nothing. Kakkot just trying his best to survive. Like, all in buff and shit. I'm just going, I just cried. I thought I'd maybe consider Kakkot's armor. just like fucking having it cleaved out of my hand. Like, I guess that's not happening. Go for the charge. Can't keep me. It's rough round. Rough round, technically, to be around me. What do you mean you're gliding?
Oh, shit.
Vetlock, what are you doing here? Whirling chain follow, by the way. I didn't realise you didn't have to roll. Pull, baby. Bend 2, 4-inch push.
Fuck's sake.
Cash money.
Nothing annoys me more than I spend the influence, this happens. At least when you're rolling dice, I feel like there's a chance.
Yeah. Like, isn't it bullshit when people have legendary that they're just like, oh, you can just push for free?
On everyone in the world.
I'll get my full stack.
Oh, now I get my 6 influence with my 4 crowd outs. Here we go.
Yeah, but last word on it. Boar, butcher, player, my gut feeling, enjoy them while you can. The thing that I don't... It's never a case of, I think, the model himself is overpowered. It's a case of, what's it going to be like for, when people don't enjoy playing against model, when people aren't having fun?
Mm.
This is the definition of a model you're not going to have much fun against.
Yeah.
Like, you have to... your whole game plan has to revolve around avoiding this motherfucker or killing him. But it's not like an op where you can go, all right, we're going to move here and now, I'm going to do my 4-inch dodging from... Like, if you're in range, well, oh no, I didn't mean to do that. Well, you've done it. If you're 1-inch melee by any chance? Yeah, but he's got 5 defense. Well, you'd have been better off a 3-1 until 5 if only had 24 health. Bing, bang, bong. Yeah, I enjoy him while you can. That's my gut feeling. But I don't think the only one who played against Morton.
Just to quickly echo that, not calling for a buff. We just see it on the horizon.
I'm certainly not calling for a buff.
That one.
But if I had to buff it, I'd put him in the hunting. they're really into help over there, guy. Come on, steel jaw would be great. But
make him a flex piece, you know.
Yeah, why aren't you cross guild?
Yeah.
I'm not the only one playing with OP shit.
That's a strong word. So I got the miners out. Let the miners run the length, and got a game in against Dave the Laser Millington playing his Morn. There are no words for them miners. I got them on the board, and that felt just. I've never felt so just strong at all times. It was just like, oh no, I think I've slightly positioned it. Doesn't matter. I'm where I want to be. I scored from the kickoff, which whenever I win a dice roll for kick receive, I always look at you and I go, everyone always says kick right now. Everyone's always saying kick right now, and I don't get why. And we always just go, no, go with your gut. I'll go with the receive because I know that I can get 4 VP for free on turn one most times for receiving. Whereas when I kick it, you just sort of go, right, pass to Fahad. Fahad takes a 4-inch dodge into cover.
That was my first question. When you kicked into Dave, did Dave pay the price and try and get that ball safe?
So initially, yes. It went out.
What did he do in reaction?
So took the ball, it went onto Vet Graves. And at that point, I just went, okay, it's on Vet Graves. It's going to stay on the close control model. Everyone's just going to push forward and I'm going to get into a good position for turn 2. That's what I decided was going to happen. But I think he got hungry for the momentum.
Oh, it started shifting around, did it?
Right. So we passed it out to Morn, 5 defense model. Very nice, very nice. So Fuse activates. Okay. I take a 2-inch. So I had the momentum for the kick, because I kicked.
Yep.
Because even though I got a +1 on my dice roll, I lost it, so I had to kick. I'll tell you what, it's nice playing a minor guild again. Get for free. Hi, here's a perfectly balanced team. Also,
every time, get rid of that. Really not that. In fact, I'm getting to the point where I'm like going, when we play, I'm not doing that.
It was like, so Fuse, I'll take a place for, I looked at where Fuse was and I was like, I can't get to her. I don't think I can get to her and I can't get the ball. And I was like, shit. And I just went, well, let's get the proxies out. Let's get the proxy bases out. So I put my 2-inch widget down, pop the base at the other end of it. I was like, place, very nice, very nice.
Love your proxy.
Yeah, I love them.
You got the stepper widget kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. God.
The thing is, I think you don't get it because you just sort of hover a, like, you sort of put a sprint distance and a melee zone, and you go, oh, yeah, okay, sprint it, yeah, charge in. Whereas I'm like sort of going, oh, can I go this way? Can I get the ball? Or if I've got the ball, I'm just like, stay out of that, around we go. So like, I've got this massive toolkit of like widgets, and you're just like that.
Yeah, like, usually if I'm trying to avoid crowd out, I've got to be a bit... Well, you really usually don't mean... But yeah, I'm just like, all right, 8-inch sprint, 1-inch melee, 9-inch widget. Do they match up? They do! Whoa! Well, like, because there are times when you've done 5 of activation and gone, ooh, can I? And I usually go, like, you can just eyeball it and go, I think you're pushing a luck. And you're like 4-inch away from the goal going, nah, I can't come out.
Yeah.
Again, when you're like 10mm out, I'm like going, ah...
Well, yeah, you take great satisfaction in watching me squirm when I'm like, oh god, I need less than half an inch.
Oh, fuck you. Like, I've had the charging Kina, right, where I've rolled like snake eye and hit nothing. No way you haven't turned around and gone, ah, fuck you. Yeah. Go on, take your swing, take your knockdown and like 4 damage.
That's quite like. Because like when we go to tournaments and stuff, and when I play someone, and like when someone completely biffs like a charge with their mega killer, I do go, oh, thank God. But then I do always sort of just go, oh man, that's like I do genuinely feel for them. That's unfortunate. You know, it was objectively the right call to make. I am sorry for you that didn't work. You know, but when it happens to you, I just go.
It depends how much I'm winning.
So yeah, I looked at it and I was going, that's too far. I was going, that's too far, there's no way. All right, okay, let's try it. So I go, so I place the 2-inch down, I place the proxy the other side for the placement. Then I take the 7-inch sprint, so I lay down a 7-inch stick. Then he's got under the lines, which is 1 cost, but 3 inches. Choose an enemy model. Choose.
No roll.
Not target, yeah. So choose. And then get placed in base-to-base contact with the chosen enemy model. So I was just like, I was looking at it down and I was just going, I can't hit her. Oh, she's standing right next to Casket. Look at that lovely 40mm base. So I just sort of moved the angle on my 7-inch sprint, placed it down. What do you know? So he takes the place, he takes the sprint, he takes it under the lines. I place him on the far side, so he's in base-to-base contact with both Casket and Morn.
Yeah.
You're not getting out of me. You're not getting away from me with that dodge. So he had 2 influence left by the attack into Morn. These miners got momentous tackles on 1 all over the place. Lovely, lovely. Thank you very much. Yeah. So even with the crowd out and her 5 defense, give me that ball.
Momentous tackle on 1.
Yeah.
Dodge on 2. Oh boy.
So then, and then because of the place, I was in shot range already. So I was like, hey, let's take the shot. And with that. With that, I had the momentum from the tackle as well as from kicking to bonus time it. So it was like these miners with their 4 dice kick. Very yeah. Nice, very nice. Oh, 4 goes down to 2. Shit. Well, I'll bonus time it back up to 3, just like a fisherman.
3, very respectable, yeah. 3 can kick.
Boom, goal goes in. I was just like, nice one. Off to an excellent start.
Yeah, I think 3 kicks is the beginning of reliable kick range. Like, a lot of my strikers on my other team are 3 kicks.
Yeah.
And I can feel that perfectly respectable kick.
Yeah.
Cash money, aren't yeah. they? Again, being able to go adapt and roll for that, awesome. But yeah, if you've just been able to get within that 3-inch of Morn,
mm-hmm.
click it. It's your enemy model within 3-inch, so it got targeted on himself. It's not even like you go, oh, I can't see Morn, can't kick him away, can't target it. It's like I'm using it on myself, then I'm selecting another model who just happened to be within 3-inch. So you just run at someone, and even if you're on the other side, I can get all the terrain in the world in the way. You should go, you're within 3-inch, I see you, I guess.
Yeah.
Whoop! Yeah, oh, just Mario right. Jump over him, yeah. Or under them, whatever. Warp pipe yeah. underneath them. Yeah, and just like, oh, whoop, I'm here. And yeah, 5 defense is lovely and all, but when you got what you want on a hit, what are you going to do about it, yeah. really?
Yep, 5 defense is that magical. It's that magical point where you can throw a fistful of dice and you might not hit anything.
You might not,
but
you only want 1.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Yeah,
dice is dice. You know, so I took it. And then Fuse was dead to me then.
But yeah. On my initial gut instinct, yeah, on Vet Grave Club Control, you initially weren't feeling it.
Yeah.
Didn't pay the price, did it?
No, absolutely. Yeah. If it had not come off him, I don't think anyone on that team has the influence to get from their goal, their deployment, into the other deployment, get it off a close control model and score. I think if it had stayed on Vet Graves, it'd have been cash money for him.
I can think if Vet Graves would move forward, even if you teleported into him, you wouldn't have been in goal range. Okay, if you start moving a pathway up the pitch to get the ball and you just run forward, then...
But if you have to sprint and under the lines, that's too influence. To pop close control and then take the tackle, he'd be stood there, like, with the ball at his feet going, cool, I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
So that was that one.
And you've overextended the model.
Oh, yeah, he just got put in the box.
Yeah.
It was like, bang, 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 look, you sat there on one health, top next to it, turn, in you go. Final score was 12-4, 3 goals to 1 takeout. But after we spoke afterwards, Dave was saying, you know, Morn isn't the drop for Miners. It was because I'd specifically said I'd like to play Morn. He wanted to get some Morn on the table for Vengeance coming up. I wanted to play into Morn, so I wasn't sat here just listening to you talk about Morn. But her skills, Hollow, so that'll give someone empathy. Cool, I don't want to do momentous damage anyway. Yeah. I'm trying to take the ball. Grave Candle, cool, I'm not trying to kill you anyway. Like, there was a lot of stuff on her card. If you're playing into a 3-0 team, like, what does it do, you know? Like, you've got Quick Time, and you've got Quick Time for the 2-inch dodge, and you've got Malice for the +2 attack, which is going to be nice in 21, but...
Yeah, she, against the Miner, she's not really going to be doing...
No.
Much of anything.
Yeah, so it was kind of, it was almost sort of a non-exercise at that point. But, you know, we also kind of both wanted to get Miners on the table. Dave wanted to see the sort of what they could sort of do. I wanted to try them because loads of people have been telling me that they look like exactly my kind of nonsense. And yeah, they are. I absolutely love these guys.
We're going to have to smash Vet Bar and the Miners together next game. And you can get more picked off.
So I spent the rest of turn 1 just pushing people up a bit. That I feel like Dave learned his lesson and sort of held the ball back then. Mm. Then top of turn 2, Spade went and got a goal from a ridiculous distance away because that's just what these guys do.
Yeah, let's have a quick gander at Spade while we're here. I can't remember him off the top of my head. Off the top of my head, there you go. Yeah, Diggy Hole, controlled explosion. Choose an enemy model with him, and go for a 2-inch push.
I'm really not a fan of these chews. I don't know if it's me being like old man yells at cloud, but there has to, like, the fact that it's just I pay this happens. I feel like it's removing an element of the dice game. You know, it's removing an element of like the point of having of models having defense. If the more stuff that just comes about chews, the more this feels like chess to me. And it's about a series of, like,
yeah.
if tomorrow there was an FAQ or an errata or whatever. That just meant, okay, all abilities of the game, the dice are out of the game now, right?
It comes down to your
positioning, your choosing when to spend influence and when to spend your momentum. But when you choose something, you get it. It is objectively just going to come down to who knows more about the game, right? There is going to be no chance. There's no, going to be no luck. There's going to be no chance of, oh, I'm going to risk it. And the best parts of games for me are when there is that sort of. Well, it happened at the end of this game. You know, that moment where I was just like, I'm not sure about this. I don't know if this is the right play. You know, it's a bit of a gamble. And you said to me, because, like, you were sat sort of spectating, and me, it was one of them games where you're just sort of talking through.
I came in for, like, 2/3 of the game, towards the end.
Yeah. And I was just sort of going, I'm not sure about this one. And you just went, if you get it, you win.
Yeah.
And that sort of, like, tense pressure moment you don't get if you go, okay, I move here, I buy that, I get that. Do you see what I mean? There's no sort of...
The thing that gets me, like, because a lot of the newer models are getting the kind of chew shit stuff.
Yeah.
Which means there are a lot of models who are getting left out to dry in the older guild. I will come back to the Brewers. I feel like the Brewers are the guild that consistently suffer from updated guilds. Mm. I think they're one of the guilds who always get left out to dry. And a lot of their shit outside of maybe Pint Pot, Smashing Face and stuff like that, they have to roll for pretty much everything. And they don't even have particularly spectacular character players. They've already got really terrible movement. You know, they've got decent tack, but that's kind of their whole thing. Like, yeah, when these guys come along, go, my one defence... Yeah, like, a Brewer's one defence against character player style guy going, like, effectively die.
Yeah.
And going, like, well, great, how come I have to roll for all my shit? And you just go, okay, I choose him 3-inch, boom, I'm here. And like, for Fuse, for example, playing within the model... If they've got a fat ass bit, if they're a keener bit or whatever, you get effectively fucking 5 inch of movement off that for no. But alright, I spend 1 5 inch for play. I don't get off track, I don't do it like that. Unpredictable movement, what's that?
Yeah.
Like gulk? Oh no, he can't dodge. That's not a thing, that's not a dodge. So gulk it coming after me. I go, okay. Well, can you at least maybe roll for it? I was never going to roll for it. Yeah,
that's the thing. If it, again, old man yells at cloud, but I personal preference, I don't like these choose abilities.
Yeah,
I'm going to make my peace with them, and I'm going to make my peace with them by playing the main minors, so I get all the fucking choose abilities.
I go like, I'll get over it.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, I'll, when I'm crying into my 12 VP to 4, you know, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah. It's fine. Because for the most part, because, like, again, for them, I don't mind the chew shit. It's just they get a lot of extraneous stuff that's not... Like, their defence is pretty fucking good. 4-1, 15 health for a striker. 2-inch melee. Not fucking bad. With effectively...
If you can just lock her down with that 4-1... Oh, she's gone.
You can't lock them down. You've got a turn to kill them. If for the vet balls in the world, not a problem. For a really killy tit, Keener will probably have an alright time. But 4-1, 15 health, not fucking bad. More survivable than Jaykar, I'll tell you that. And his job's meant to be moving into people. Like, he's not getting fucking 4 VP a turn, I'll tell you that. I am with you on that. I don't mind the chew on character play. If they went, you know, we're taking out dice rolls in attack, and it's just a formula now. So your attack minus armor, then minus hit based on algorithm for defense, you know, some bullshit like that. If they came up from going like, okay, when you roll that much attack, when you have that much attack against that, you get free hits all the time. Please just do free. I wouldn't like that, because the dice roll, you know, dice roll can part of it, the part of the fun. You know, the actual fun. But for character play, if you're going to get overly... If you're going to start relying more on if you get to just choose shit, I think you need to look back. And I know this is what game developers do not want to hear. You have to go back through all your guilds and go, okay, if everyone's getting choose shit, why aren't the guy who started the game getting more choose shit? They need to be... And it's pretty cheap choose shit as well. We're talking 1 influence, can I move 5 inch? Choose shit. We're talking 1 influence, can I push the guy can pinch away 2 inch when he's got fucking 8 defense?
That's it. The first thing I can... The first time I ever remember in the game someone going, right, that's... I'll buy ground pound, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's defense. And they went, no. Okay, so how this works? And I was like, what? Like, it was like, yeah, but that's the full stack of influence.
Yeah, free.
Yeah. That cost them... That cost the world.
Yeah. Pay the price or try and get it on your character playbook, which you're not guaranteed. And if you do the 1 attack trying to get it, you've got to buy in.
Yeah.
It's like you go, okay, I'll do 1 attack. I don't get it. Okay, ground pound.
Fine, I'll buy it. Yeah.
It's like going, all right, I'll spend the 1. Like, can do it now, because you've got 4 tender anchor. But yeah, them kind of model have to go, this is what I'm doing, bang, I do it. Controlled explosion, that kind of stuff, I'd have liked that as an icing on the cherry, a bit more of an expensive icing on the cake. So yeah, sprint, shot, and then 2 left for maybe either controlled explosion or, you know, you buy diggy hole and go, okay, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. So like, the things, it sounds like I'm just complaining, right? And I'm complaining.
Yeah.
But it's because I had a lot of fun playing this guild. I really enjoyed myself playing this guild, but I know that this is going to be a horrific experience for a lot of people sitting there and going, what happened? Oh, that just happens now. Fucking brilliant. Okay, like...
Yeah. That's the thing, you've got your 5 defence model out there going, alright, at least I can hear from this, and you're like, well, they're not.
Yeah.
And pow, I just get it, okay, everyone tackles on one, go fucking off, and yeah, I get you. Like,
they feel like they get a lot and they don't pay anything to get it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like, Spade scored at the top of the next turn.
Yeah, and Spade about fucking solid. When we did the unreleased episode that we scrapped, when we had a look at the minor, I went, like, having just looked at the card, the only word I could use for me, rock solid, throughout the bed. Rock solid, a striker come.
Yeah. The way I've started looking at it is, in a snake draft, I'd pick him straight away.
Yeah.
If I could have any squaddies in my Dream 6, Spade comes straight away.
Yeah, with Diggy Hole and the placement you already get, plus the inch sprint, you're effectively getting like 11, 12 inches.
Secret Tunnel is 2 and a bit, so that's 3 and a bit.
Yeah.
Diggy Hole, that's another 3 and a bit. So you're looking 12. At 7. Plus the 6.
Plus the kick, you're looking at a good effective, like
12 to 13.
Yeah. Provided you don't have to move around anyone. Yeah. But Diggy Hole and Secret Tunnel will get around that
straight
as well.
Straight over the top.
Yeah, over the top. You don't even need to deal with that. And you can almost choose the order they go in. So if you've got a guy you need to move through, ah shit, You don't have to dig your hole straight away. You can move up to them, dig your hole through.
You have to use secret tunnel straight away.
Oh, your secret tunnel, but even then you can choose relative the order in which you move. So secret tunnel, attack, dig your hole, sprint.
Yeah.
Or, you know, secret tunnel, sprint, I need to move through and dig your hole. That kind of flexibility, really fucking good. It's what makes acrobatics so good. You can kind of vaguely choose where your 2-inch comes from when you really need it. Yeah, fucking 3-8 kick with effective 13-inch movement, 21-inch range, just for your regular stick of butter. And if someone has the audacity to get in the way, which is one of the few things most teams can try and do against the fucking striker, God bless them. Yeah, whatever. Pow. Gillian? No.
Yeah.
Tenderiker? Oh, you went to the extent that kick-inch, did you? For your plus TN? Outer range? No.
Because, one of the things is, when I used Controlled Explosion in the game we played, the first thing I assumed was that it had to be directly away. It's just...
Yeah, just straight wherever, up to wherever.
It's potent.
Out the way.
That is potent for one influence.
Yeah. Fuck it, you can really hurt people.
But yeah, so then Spade got her goal. So the ball came out, sat on silence, parked in a bit of terrain. We had a bit of a turn, you know, some damage went out. I did a bit of moving people around, moving the tank around. Had quite a bit of fun with Fissure. Had a lot of fun with Fissure. Just sort of moving around.
Didn't you win the game 14? Didn't Vet Grave end up dying?
I don't think I killed him.
Oh no, you're Matt. You did. Okay, I know Dave came in for a big unmasking thing.
With Gust, and my guys were just like,
eyeballing the ball going, you're only putting off the inevitable.
Yeah.
In that beginning, after you scored the goal with Spade, I'd done my round in the pub and said hi to everyone and then sat back down to have a look at the game, and you were eyeballing the big activation, but the ball ended up near Kylan, kind of the end of the pitch, and Dave had the activation.
Yeah.
And Kylan had the ball, didn't even have to move for it. Didn't pay the price, did they?
No.
Didn't run off with the ball, tried to clock. And we're five defence in cover.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you try it? But he didn't know what was coming, did he?
Yeah. Shaft, the miners captain. This guy, I love him. Absolutely love him.
Oh, God. Outside of tackle knockdown, tackle push. Mm. And the funny thing, at the time, you thought you had a 1-inch melee. I didn't know you had two.
Mm.
You have the whole thing where you were going, oh no, I've got to stay within one. Dave gets the counter attack. If you get the dodge, I'm kind of fucked.
I had all my widgets out again. You were laughing at me again. Yeah.
And I was going like, and then you have like Fissure in the goal, like going, oh, if you'd known you had 2-inch melee, I would have been like, oh yeah,
there you go.
Within 8, and you got to get a counter attack. And I go, fuck off. Like, he seemed powerful, even with a hypothetical 1-inch melee. The 2-inch melee just, nice bit of icing on that fucking geek.
So this was once again, 2 out of the 3 goals I scored in this game started with me looking and going, that's not happening. That's a ridiculous distance. Got it. Shaft, you know, just secret tunnels out of a horrible situation where Gus had just laid the unmasking into Shaft, Spade, Shaft, Spade, Mule, Fissure, and a very unlucky Vet Graves. All just took 2 unmaskings. I think it might have been 3. But then Shaft just super tunneled away, spent the momentum to clear the condition for the knockdown that was on him, that Gas put on him. Then he uses legendary, going underground.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I couldn't hit anyone else to move them, but it was for the games.
Only the one?
Yeah, so then he got placed another 2 inches. He then, he was fully loaded. He then charges into silence. He hits that tackle push on one. I hit it again. I attack him again. Hit the tackle push again for the momentum, and then just a 3-8 kick. I thought it was 3-6. Didn't think he was going to get it when I was measuring things out. But
to be fair though, if you factored in the 2-inch melee, you might have even gotten away with it. Oh no, maybe. Okay, I think it was to the extent of.
Mm.
I don't know to what. I can't think of it off the top of my head now. But if you factored in the extra inch and 2-inch melee, you could have positioned it.
Yeah.
Even more, but three eight.
Yeah. Ugh. So I took the one for the ball and the momentum for the shot, hit him again for the bonus time, boom, goal.
Yeah. The Shaft, looking at him, first off, tackle push, excellent result. Collectively, hypothetically, you're going up against another 2-inch, you know, ball handler.
Mm.
Even if they've got close control, like, oh, fuck it, all right, I'll eat through close control, tackle, you know, tackle push or whatever. If they're at the extent of 2-inch, you know, they've got to either fucking declare a counter-attack and try and dodge out of there. You can push them out of cover, you can push them towards yourself if you think they're going to try and get away. If they're 1-inch melee, you can push them out of their range if you go too close. If they don't have cloak control, you can tackle. They can declare counterattack and you go, tackle, take the ball, push, out of melee range, go fuck yourself. No counterattack for you. Because with 2-inch melee, he can get around a lot of shit that a lot of other ball retrievers, even other striking captains, could have trouble with.
Yeah.
At the very least, they have to get over a counterattack, which potentially could be, you know, annoying for them. But yeah, Shaft just fucking tackle, push on one, just fucking get around that. No problem whatsoever. So fucking potent. Lodestone, with one of those abilities, looking at it, I wasn't blown away by it. I'm kind of going, it's a bit fucking wet compared to what they get. But thinking on it, in that kind of situation you're in, like, can you just have people fucking lined up near the goal? Mm. Like, you know, 1, 2, 3, and you have to kick through the middle one. All right, I target model number 3 to the right, Lodestone, the others get pushed away.
Yeah.
Now they're out of the way of the goal, nice clear shot, or they get dragged away from row. You can use it to form a scrum, break a scrum, move people where you need to move in. Really fucking important. And again, choose one, not particularly target one.
Yeah, so it's choose one out of them two, but you do have to target the enemy model.
Do you have to roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, two with a bonus time though, three die. You kind of get it on a player book, and not four hit on kick attack. Not terrible, but he knocks down earlier than that. So with kick influence, one for the sprint, one for the kick, you've got four, swings.
The thing is, it's got that thing that we're finding a lot with the minor guild, not the miners guild, minor guild.
Yeah, minor.
The minor guilds. The captain, the world's his oyster. Are we trying to score a goal? Right, well, I guess off I go to try and get that ball. You know, are we fighting? Well, I've got tough hide and I've got quite a meaty bit of damage.
Yeah,
it's momentous, and it comes with pushes to shift people around. Like,
yeah,
Windfinder, she can put the boot in as well as score a goal. Divana, I think the only person we're looking at is we're sort of going, Brisket, she helps the general effort. Right.
Brinkie, you need a lot of shit to come together with. But yeah, she can strike with quick influence, which, to be fair, is usually all you need on a striker. The core weakness of a lot of strikers is they don't really get... They get, like, the sprint, the shot, and then two attacks to really make their shit happen. Brinkie gets away a lot. Yeah, compared to, like, Blister, I consider Blister quite good. Yeah, Shaft, quite alright. And if you get... If you've got, like a Colossus and Mule helping you out...
Mule, who, like... So that was basically how the game played out. Morn, like we said, the one captain's bringing to this, she didn't really do a lot.
Yeah.
But we both wanted to see her on the table, see what she could really do. The Malice helped, because Malice went onto Ghast. Ghast flew into Shaft, knocked him down on the first one, and then just reamed Unmaskins off. Just like, bam, 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 bam. Which, you know, the tough hide helped Shaft survive it a bit. But the other guys took a lot. I was quite concerned that if I didn't score in the next activation, like, some people were going to start getting mopped up.
Yeah.
But I won, so...
Well, to be fair, like, right, Spade will go down relatively easily. Shaft, you can crack him, like, 15 health on even on a tough hide model. Not the end of the world. Fucking Mule, though.
Yeah.
3-2 tough hide reanimate with 15 health to boot. These are borderline casket levels of defence.
Oh, I love Mule. I loved it. Like,
fucking unkillable.
I was so disappointed, like, it didn't get to use him more.
Four fucking kick. Not fucking bad, is it? It's okay. Like, for a killer type, well, not killer type, but, you know, like a locker, a guy who locks people down, knocking people down, lockdown is great, throw is great. He gets momentum damage relatively early. And again, combine that with the Colossus of the world, who also single out and knock down pretty fucking fairly. And Colossus has a fairly decent non-momentum playbook. Mm. Like, he can reach 4 if he hits the top, you know. He can only bring 2-3, but, you know, influence flying. But,
What I liked about Mule was, I was eyeing up, I was thinking, right, if this Shaft activation goes wrong, what's the next play? And it was Ghast's activated, so what's probably going to happen is someone's going to come across, because Graves isn't going to activate, because there's too many crowd outs for him to do anything useful. So I was thinking, that bought me an activation, so Mule will be able to go. And it was going to be right, Graves, bang, one for the knockdown, bang, one for the lockdown, and then it's throw, right, see you later, try and come and do something.
Yeah,
you know. And Fissure, I was already, she was there just like revving the engine, like, here we go, ready to hit grinding tracks. She was just going to start touching bases, knockdown.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll to hit? No. But with Fissure is different. Got a very, very small move stat.
Very tiny.
But you don't get it off the places. You don't get this. You don't get grinding tracks off the places.
Barely fucking matters more what she gets. First off, she gets Secret Tunnel, which automatically adds 3-inch,
50 mil.
On top of that, a Kinkhole, which you can buy, 3-inch pull. And then she gets the play after that. Go, a 3-inch move, kind of all you fucking need at that point. And then she's got one extra attack to spare. But a fucking momentum 2 on 2 hit. But very likely, you're not even fucking paying for Kinkle. You're probably just swinging, hitting 2 hit. Momentum Kinkle, bing bang boom, everyone's there. One grinding track, knock everyone down. I'm dirty, fuck you. Okay, I attack you, knock down, push on 2 hit.
Yeah.
Yay. Bit of momentum to show for it. Every fucking knock down. She's crowding them out.
Mm.
Oh, fucking hell. Here comes Mule with a plus one tack. You don't have to go into knock down. They're already minus defense from being knocked down. Fuck, I guess I'm just going to start playing.
Yeah. So, basically, I really enjoy playing the miners. My concern is that I don't know how much fun people are going to have playing into them. Like, I don't think they're busted. I don't think they're broken. I'm just concerned at how much fun the miners' opponent is going to have. I think it's going to be the same we've had with the navigators. I think they're going to run riot for a while.
Mm.
But the difficult thing is how you turn them off. Do you kill, like...
I think my main point of contention with them in it isn't the placement or the tune, it's how survivable they are for what they get. Like, fucking Fisher, like Mule, okay, borderline fucking unkillable. I think Colossus will be coming fairly often. Mm. He's a fucking spectacular model. Shitload of health, fairly good defense, tough hide. Don't get reanimate, but you can't have everything, can you? But he's another borderline unkillable model. Fisher, 2-3, even at 20 health and not off hide, 3 armor, hard to deal with.
Mm.
A lot of characters you can't deal with 3 armor, straight up. And even teams that have their own armor, again, Brewer, Macon, again, they'll struggle with 3 armor. Even fucking Blacksmith will have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, the Borg, the Vet Borg, and the Butcher of the world, who only need a hit to apply shit like bleed. I think conditions will hurt them a lot. Character play could be their weakness. But if you, for a lot of teams, their core damage comes from playbook. When you've got 3 armor, 2 armor floating around, even their strikers...
A couple of tough hides sprinkled through.
Yeah, even their strikers are pretty hefty. Like 4-1, 15 health, not bad. 16, yeah, okay. JCAR, 4-0, 14 health. A great model, don't get me wrong, but I'd argue Spade is a great model. And if you're hitting her, she's probably already done the damage.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to accept any kind of logic of, well, what if she's missing the goal? Well, if you miss the goal, you're already fucked. So I'm not going to get into that territory. Yeah. I think they can get out of any situation. And I'm not even talking in the way Fathom get out of situations with acrobatic and playbook. Mm. You can lock a lot of models down. These guys, by their design, can't be locked down. You've got to crack them quickly if you get a hold of them. Hypothetically, okay, you know, Spade, cross goal. All right, you do it at the end of the turn. All right, I've got one activation on her. Yay. I get first turn. Yay. That should be friendly to the player who's on the offense.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got 2 activations in a row. Do I kill her? No. Fuck, she's gone.
Yeah.
Gone a bit, gone a lot. And all right, I'll quickly run after a mule here. Colossus here. Fuse fucking you, pushing you all over the place for now. Oh shit, where did I put the... Shit, do I need to... My goal kick didn't go the way I wanted it to. Ah, fuck, if I don't kill her now, she's just going to get the ball and score again.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, while I'm trying to kill her, can I need to... Oh, fine, you can have her. In come for you.
Fissure's legendary. Within 10 inches, kill a ball, resolve a goal kick.
Even in really optimum situations where you go like, okay, I get last activation on her, do a bit of damage. I go first next turn, do a bit of damage. You're in a situation of, even if the ball safe, Fisher can't get within 10 inches of a free ball for some crazy reason. Okay, I don't get it. Oh, fuck, she's off. She's just gone. I've knocked her down. That'll do some damage. Well, character trait, so I still get the movement. I cure the condition, dig a hole, sprint. Yeah, go fucking off. Fisher and Mule in particular are tough fucking nuts to crack. And if you bring Colossus, then your captain, 4 out of 6 models, bear in mind, the easiest one to kill is the fucking mascot, who, Digger, surprisingly, like, one of the, like, easiest to kill mascots in the game. Like, he's really good, close control, you know, he's on placement and shit, but he's not, like, super survivable. He's not got any, like, love creature style shit. You can kind of just go nuts on him. 1-inch melee.
He's got 10 boxes, though.
Yeah, but...
That's fairly substantial for a mascot, you've got to be fair.
But if he's being a knobhead and getting in your way, you can just mow through him. Like, there are some mascots where you go, I can't attack them, because I'm not giving Butcher fucking puck one tap for the rest of the turn. Same for Brewer. Gum's got fucking unpredictable movement. Why am I trying to hit a 5-0 cat? What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Go after the actual guy. That leaves, like, Beard and Fume. Calvo if they bring them. It's like, yeah, they're the weak model.
Yeah.
I'm not overly fond.
Yeah. So I think if you're going to Vengeance this weekend, have a plan for Boar, have a plan for Digger. Because I think you're going to see a lot of them.
Mm.
Digger? I meant the miners. You know, the diggers.
Yeah, miner. Yeah, the miners. Miners, not the miners.
Yeah,
I really like the look of the team.
I really, really did enjoy playing them. I did enjoy playing them, but my concern is how much is my opponent going to be.
You enjoyed them too much.
Yeah, well, I don't even think they're particularly busted. I just don't know how fun they'll be to play into.
Yeah. Well, that's normally the definition of busted, to be fair.
I'm just in this horrible position now. It's like, I want to play more Yukai, but I want to play more.
Well,
I want to play Yukai. I want to play Shaft.
Well, maybe next time we play, I'll either take Yukai myself or I'll take Miner and see how much fun you have.
Yeah.
Either way, you never know. Like, you're really overpowered. yeah, the funny thing, I think gold quarantine will do all right. I think it's the killer who are really going to suffer.
Good.
Like, that's the thing, I said it before, I look at them and go, yeah, against a Yukai or a Shark, not too bad.
Mm.
But oh, you put a fucking Tapper down against these fuckers. You go, alright, I'm swinging. What do you mean free armor? Okay, well, you're not down now. So fine. Okay, you're gone. My maximum movement with 2-inch melee. So I guess I've got to spend another turn getting to you.
Oh, you're gone again.
Yeah, okay. Well, in all bad news, you've left me mule. Yeah. What do you mean you've thrown me twice and the Colossus unexpected arrival me off the pitch? Well, shit.
Yeah.
Right. Aha, I've got him in the shimmy. How am I going to deal with that? Oh, I think I've done. Oh, not down on one. Man, he'd be a really good brewer. I just hope they've considered how all the guilds try and play into it. I know some guilds have worse matchup than others, but like, yeah, the Brewers of the world, the Masons of the world, I guess, yeah, Killy team are gonna have a kind of shit time. And yeah, I think the way you count them, just goal, you need to have your own goal on the table to show for it, and then really punish the kill. Like, if you can put a couple of goals out there, I don't think they can match you for the kill. You go, fuck it, alright, I've got my own goals back and I'm killing them, can I just kill a couple of guys before Cheeky gets the third goal. Good, yeah, you can't lock them down. Ugh. Maybe I might play the Brewers next time. Oh, shit, that match is brilliant. But yeah, I'm thinking it's a good thing that you have such a good time with them. So it's been kind of a hard sell to get you off of Fisherman. Like, you kind of flirted with Church, but you pretty much took Yukai coming out to me and go, oh, I'm back here now. So.
I literally just needed one shiny thing to happen to the fish, and I was like, hey, all my guys are here. And the order were like, you spent like 6 weeks painstakingly painting all of us. This is the first time you've actually painted a full guild. This is the first time you're actually happy with a paint job you've ever done. And I'm like, yeah, but new mod.
Yeah, you can. I feel like you turn around going,
back to play
with. Man, I'm so proud of the guild. Beautifully painted for a new case for myself. Man, pot-bellied pack, all these shenanigans. This is exactly what I wanted to guild. It's all turning around from, man, 10-inch placement, you can. Haven't even got the model yet, but the base will do.
Shark's 30 mil.
Yeah, Shark's 30 mil. That'd be right. I can just pretend. Wow. Even an imaginary fisherman captain pen in the actual. I guess in the box you go. Well, veteran Fangtooth, get to know your new friend, regular Fangtooth. Yeah, but it'll literally be Toy Story syndrome, where, like, yeah, it's Woody literally getting put in the box going, like, shit, I thought it was my time.
Yeah.
No, quite Woody Fisherman, obviously. Yeah. Bugs Lightyear is like going, oh man, I'm the new guy. Actually, you went for a kind of green and purple. And why, yeah, you went for a bit of a Bugs Lightyear theme. Yeah. Great, well, we'll unsee that now.
Yeah. What's that kick you're going for? Oh, to infinity and beyond. Yeah.
that'd be a great character trait.
Yeah.
That'd be a great legendary.
Tennis placement. Yeah, to infinity and beyond.
Why didn't they get in touch, eh?
Yeah, you know why they didn't get in touch? It's because we're never happy. Do you know the amount of time people went, whenever people talk about this podcast, it's, yeah, they're a bit salty. Yeah, they complain a lot. I was like, let's try and shake that. We'll shake the image. Boar, you loved Boar. You really enjoyed Boar. No, you're like, yeah, yeah. He needs a nerf, though. And I was like, yeah, oh, the miners, they were great on the board. Not sure if people enjoy playing into them.
Yeah, sorry for factoring in the feelings of other people. That Boar, love him. Love the train he can run. But I don't just go, I had a great time, that's the end of the game.
Yeah.
I actually take things going like, well, wait a minute. If I'm alchemy, if I'm brewer, if I'm maker, if I'm that, if I'm hunter, how much of a good time am I going to have? Mm. I've made a mortician team, themed almost built from the ground up to counter Boar, and just running through them.
Yeah.
Go, maybe I should just, yeah, maybe... Give it a time of day. Yeah, like it. Minor, you had a great time. A spectacular time, even.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get them on the board again. But it's not just a case of going, they were great. I know the thing with podcasts, like, get on the hype train, and the hype train never ends, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, sometimes the hype train is going over a bridge. Occasionally nice to pump the brakes on that thing and go, wait a minute, before we fucking plummet into the chasm of my opponent's going to quit the fucking game because I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Let's just go, all right, let's just maybe have a think on how we could like bring them down a bit. Okay, that ball, the core of the character, I think the nerf I suggested fundamentally wouldn't change what he could do. It'd just take the sting out of a bit. Minus, make him a bit less tough. I don't think that'd be the end of the world for them. They're still going to do their crazy shit. I just think, yeah, maybe having a 3-2 model will tough hide around him and like 19 effective health. When he can score fucking goals, never mind. The mascot, mascot's not even bad. 3-4 kick. You know what I mean? Just maybe. Just give the Bruins a bit of a break. Yeah. Not one rap. That fucking Bruins captain better be... my character trait is all Bruins get fucking movement.
While on the pitch.
Yeah, while on the pitch. But yeah, I've been really pumped up. I can't wait to get Better Ball on the table again. But I will think I'll put... I think I'll take this minor theory. I think I'll put some football up against you.
Yeah.
And see how they do.
Oh, that'll be embarrassing when I lose that.
Well, I'll be playing with you, Kai, most likely. So it won't be like going, if I played Coffee or whatever, you'd be going, oh, fucking, maybe mine can't good. You, Kai, I was just going, you can't fucking broken. No. 10 inch, that's a bit much, isn't it?
Oh, man, I love you, Kai. I love you, Kai, so much. I was saying on a chat we've got, just going, oh, I'm just so hungry for games right now. I want to play games with you, Kai. I want to play games with the miners. And he's just like, I've got time to play these games.
No, I'm really pumped up to play Brewing Box 2.
Woo!
I've just painted up Quaff. Like, you're working.
You're going to bring Esther's? Don't go crazy.
No, I don't. Never. Tapping my guy. Got it. No. No model loyalty anymore. Everyone copying on the UK train. Tapping being put away. Steel jog, usurping Ferran. What's going on? Where's the loyalty?
Shall we have a moment?
Yeah. Final thoughts for the day?
Mine is a good fun. They're really good fun. I think if you want to play a game where you're going to have a lot of fun, I think you should pick them up. I think you should give them a run out on the pitch. But at the same time, just try and bear in mind the thoughts and feelings of your chosen opponent.
Yeah, give the opponent at least one free goal. Make them feel like they had a chance. Maybe don't heal for a few turns.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, just... Oh, mule from 10 health. Anything could happen. Just give him a chance. yeah, Vet Boar, I think, is good. Again, really great model. Exactly. A cure for what ailed the butcher. Delivered damage. But my only other takeaway is that he delivered the damage you'd expect from a hard-punching butcher captain, but delivered a lot of the support that Ox could normally fill in for. I think Boar just... And he currently stands just smashing Ox out. I think when you compare them two, Ox is jogging to the middle of the field, kind of doing his thing. Boar does that, but then murders everyone for like nothing. And then Philly is obviously the goal scoring one, because she fills the other role.
Well, she's just a super solo. You stack her up and she kills something.
She does kill, but she can also score. Like, fucking Vet Boar, 2-kick, 7-inch sprint at best. No dodging. Like, if fucking.
Good!
If he's scoring goals, I get the feeling the fucking other guy's just taunting you at that point. Shit, no one left to kill. Fuck it, I'm gonna kill the goal person. But yeah, I think he just beat Pop flat out. So I think for me, yeah, love him, put him on the board anytime. Great fucking model. Opens up the butcher in ways that you couldn't thought possible. But yeah, I think his supportability just eat into the support role that Ox filled. But yeah, even if you don't like butcher, put him on the board. Have at least one fun game.
Yeah. And very, very, very last thing. There's so the Order's guild rule now is if Brisket's your captain, after resolving the kickoff, the Order player can place a ball marker in possession of one of their models. This is the Ball of Light. You can't score a goal with it. And if the opposing team takes possession, they take full damage. Have I got that rule right there?
Indeed you have.
Yep. And a question keeps cropping up and has cropped up a few times as sort of doing the rounds where people are saying, why the hell would I overtake that and choose to take the 4 damage? The answer is, so the Order don't have it. Like, in all seriousness, a lot of their passive stuff is they get nonsense for having the ball. The problem Order have always had is if they don't have the ball, they can't do their shit. So now they're getting a free ball to make sure they can always do their shit. So yeah. What you want to do is take that off them, boot it as far behind you as possible and just leave it.
Obviously, just knock them down. Just get out of that shit. Don't even pick it up. Yeah, just like break it, knock down, scatter that fucking ball. What do you know? It's all the way over there. Or let them collect it. Fuck it. Just let them run around like cooking headless chicken, trying to constantly get the ball of light back. I'm like, yeah, knock down team. I think I'll be fine with that.
But yeah, it's just something I wanted to raise because it's a question that's been doing the rounds, and I can understand if you're fairly new to the game why you might understand why the hell would I choose to take 4 damage, but it's purely a denial thing. Just don't want the Order to have that tool.
And yeah, fair enough. I think that
cool.
Yeah, Ball of Light. Everyone's getting new shit. It's a whole new... Again, every week, a whole new era for Guild Ball. But,
It's an exciting time for the game. Really exciting
time.
I've been pumped for it for, like, a good while. I've been very pumped for this. There's a great thing is next time they go, this something's happening, you just know that it's not going to be, this something's happening, you'll get it at Christmas. You know, it's going to be like, this something's happening. It's already in our warehouse. We've definitely got it and it's coming. Unless it's Steeljaw.
And again, 3 for 4, not a bad end.
as Meatloaf almost said.
Yeah.
3 out of 4.
Oh, man. What Stargate episode are we on? We've got it all wrong. Episode 2 is from Space Mongolia.
What?
Episode 2, which is technically 3, because the first one were a double feature. There we go. Any movies?
Children of the Gods, of course.
Yeah. So yeah, episode 1, where, you know, Apophis runs off with a lot of people.
Oh, so. And thank you very much for listening to The Firm, another Guild Ball podcast.
Yeah.
And now, thank you for joining us for the SG-1 watch along. Come on.
Oh, little long, really.
The Stargate SG-1.
Welcome to SG-1.
What's it? Is it the Iris? The Shroom?
Yeah,
okay. So welcome to the Iris.
Fucking hell.
The Stargate SG-1.
The more official it gets, the less cute it is.
The watch along, listen along. And we start episode 2 with an apology. We called episode 1 and we discussed when they go to Space Mongolia.
Yeah, I fell sure that's actually a fair bit ahead in time.
The episode Emancipation, that was actually season 1, episode 4. So we're going to have to completely retcon and start the IRS from the very beginning. And so, episode 1, Children of the Gods.
Yeah. The favourite thing about the episode, right, is that they've got this fucking huge piece of alien technology in this, like, warehouse, you know, in the and it's all just, like, playing cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's either redundant or it ain't. Why are they even there? Yeah. Like, if they're guarding it, have weapons. But if you're just like, well, we're here. Cameras, if anything, it'd be better. Our poppies wouldn't have run off like 4 dudes.